thank you.
I'm a bit hyper this week, girls.
Always.
What's on the front page this week?
Well, we have a family who are going to be featuring on a BBC programme called Cowboy Trap, who have spent more than £72,000 getting their home ruined by a cowboy builder.
Oh, no.
It's awful. It's been a very, very stressful time for the Henty family, and they live in Fareing. And they've been having renovations on their bungalow, and after having it all checked out, after the builder kept demanding more and more money, in the end they said enough, they had it checked out by housing inspectors and were told that it was too dangerous to live in. But the BBC have stepped in and have made the house safe, and we'll get to see it all on our televisions.
£72,000 on renovations.
More
than. Oh, goodness me.
It's a shocking amount of money.
Yeah.
But if you want to have a lot done on a home, then it can cost that much.
When's the programme on the telly?
It's going to be on in October.
In October, okay. Well, we'll wait to see that on the telly. But we can read all about it in the Worthing Herald this week.
You can.
And you've got two amazing dog stories for us.
We have two wonderful dogs. We have Abby, who has won an award. She's a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel. And Abby saved her entire family from carbon monoxide poisoning. Her owner, Karen Bacon, who lives in Canterbury Road in Worthing, she heard the dog Abby barking in the night and thought, what is she doing? And eventually she went down to her, and Abby had barked so much she had collapsed, and the carbon monoxide had overcome her and the two other dogs in the family, and they realised what was going on. So the gas central heating was switched off, and the dogs were rushed to the vets, and they were saved by oxygen therapy. But Abby has now won Cavalier King Charles Spaniel of the Year.
Wow.
Yes. So a great honour for a little dog. And our other amazing story, this is quite unbelievable, is the tale of Biggles, who is a Springer Spaniel. It may be a Spaniel thing, but Biggles is only young, and he was on the beach and managed to swallow 42 pebbles.
42?
42.
What was the owner doing?
Well, they were just sort of running around on the beach, and he's used to Biggles picking up the odd stone, but he always spits them out. And then so his owner is Mark Bowers, and he took him home and said, hang on a minute, what's in the dog's stomach? And then Biggles was a little bit unwell, and two appeared, and they thought, hang on a minute, this is not good. We've got a wonderful x-ray of all these stones in Biggles' stomach. He was actually 1.5 kilos lighter once the vets had done their operation. The operation can be seen in full on the vet's Facebook page, but I'm not really sure if anyone would want to watch that. But we've got pictures of the pebbles in the x-ray. And yes, so he's okay now, but goodness me, 42 pebbles. So
brings a whole new meaning to having stones, doesn't it?
Just a bit.
Oh, crikey.
Yes.
And tell us about the 50 people who are going to China, aren't they, to walk the Great Wall?
Yes. I think most people in Sussex are aware of the St Barnabas Hospice, or St Barnabas House Hospice, as it's now called, in Worthing. They're building a new hospice building with lots of new facilities, and there are going to be 50 people walking the Great Wall of China, each of them raising £3,000 towards the building. And we're going to be there with them, following them all the way, because one of our reporters, Sarah Dale, has also been raising money, and she's going, and we'll be updating with pictures of the wall and tales of what the people have been doing. There are so many people taking part in memory of their loved ones, and they want to give something back to this marvellous organisation who do so much to help people.
Brilliant. So I guess you've got some of the pictures on the Worthing Herald website, have you?
Not yet, but we will do. They're all going off in October, and we will be updating every day that they're there with pictures and stories from the 50 people who are walking.
Good stuff. So the Worthing Herald is published today, out on the newsstands first thing in the morning. And the price, Sarah?
45p.
And of course, you can always catch up with the latest news on the Worthing Herald's website.
Indeed.
Sarah, many thanks.
Thank you.
Have a good week.
Take care. Bye.